Hello and welcome to another episode of Conduit Conversations, bringing you pioneers at the cutting edge of social change. I'm Paul Fonsale, co-founder of The Conduit, a home for people passionate about positive impact. This year, The Conduit has partnered with the Johnson & Johnson Center for Health Worker Innovation to create a podcast series that explores the meaning of care in different communities around the world. From physicians to directors, community workers to advocates, we will be talking to individuals on the ground to discover answers to the question, what is the point of care? In today's episode, we will focus on the role of community health workers in Brazil, also known as community health agents. Unlike some other countries, community health care is a verified and formalized field of work in Brazil, thanks to an initiative called the Family Health Strategy that legally recognized community health agents in 2002. Today, the country has one of the largest community healthcare programs in the world with more than 230,000 community health agents. This program has led to a significant number of Brazilians gaining access to primary healthcare, especially those in rural and low-income communities, and has resulted in considerable progress across health and social indicators. My guest today is Everton Nunes, Global Community Impact Manager for Johnson & Johnson. Everton has led social impact work at Johnson & Johnson for 8 years, working to uplift the stories and voices of community health agents to better represent the full picture of what community health work looks like in Brazil. He's also the co-creator of ACASA, an organization designed to provide resources, support, and spaces for knowledge sharing to community health agents throughout Brazil. Welcome, Everton. So to start with, can you tell me more about how community healthcare operates within Brazil's larger healthcare system? And how does this differ from other countries?
Sure. Thank you so much for the opportunity to being here, Paul. It's great. Thank you very much. So answering your question, Brazil has a universal healthcare system. We call it SUS, S-U-S. It's free and accessible to any person living or visiting the country. We also have the private sector, but the SUS is the one that reaches the most vulnerable population in the country. The system offers many services, such as hospitals, ERs, psychiatric clinics, and others. But one of the Brazil's healthcare most effective and important services is the Families Health Initiative, in which we have the basic units of health that are located inside the communities all over the country, even in some of the most remote areas, like in the middle of the rainforest. The basic units of health offer primary care and health education to the population, such as vaccine, sexual and reproductive health, dentistry, medications, and others. Unity of Health offers a team composed of nurses, nurses technicians, dentists, community healthcare workers, and social service assistants. Each UBS, that's the Unity of Health, works with around 4,000 families. In my opinion, what really makes the difference in these strategies is the role played by the community healthcare workers. Those professionals are daily visiting the population's houses to collect health data, to bring health education, and to make sure each family is being attended as needed. For instance, if someone has diabetes or HIV, the community healthcare workers make sure they will have their doctor's appointments, their exams, their medicines, and that their health condition is fine. The brilliant idea of this initiative is that the community healthcare worker is someone from the community, from the neighborhood. So they deep know about the area. They also know about the cultural aspects and the most important thing, they know about the people. That generates trust, and the health and trust walk side by side.
What is it about Brazil's formalization of community health agents that has led to such positive results? And how does it impact access to health care or health outcomes?
Sure. Brazil is the second more unequal country in the world. It's a huge territory with 2,005,000 people living on it. The urban areas are very population and unequal, and the rural areas' population are super spread all over the country. economics and territorial access to health have always been critical to us. So back in the 90s, just an example, the rates of neonatal mortality were very high. For each 1,000 births, 47 newborns didn't make it. So the government of the state of Ceará, a country located in the northeast of Brazil, created the community healthcare workers. They were mainly women to be closer to pregnant women and to the new moms. The project was so well succeeded that they implemented in other cities, and other type of activities were given to the community healthcare workers. Just so you understand the impact of it, in 2021, the neonatal mortality was around 12 deaths per 1,000 live births. It's still a high number. There's a lot to do. But we always have to recognize how the community healthcare workers have changed the trajectory of health in this country. There's one specific aspect of the community health workers that I would like to highlight. In general, what makes them so special is their love for what they do. They are there inside their communities, being a community healthcare worker 24 hours, 7 days a week, receiving all kinds of complaints, walking many kilometers a day, using under sun, under heavy rain, and they keep motivated to make sure their communities are health and secure.
How are you and the Johnson & Johnson team in Brazil working to support community health agents throughout the country? And why is this important to uplift both their stories and their voices?
Well, that's a great question. Thank you. J&J is compromised to support and defend healthcare professionals in the front lines of delivering care, mainly nurses and community healthcare workers. So in Brazil, we have more than 325,000 community healthcare workers. So Brazil, it's a huge country for us to do this. Even with all the great work that the community health workers do in Brazil, between the richer and the middle classes, the work of them, it's mostly not recognized. And also depending on the political ideology that's leading the country, the community healthcare workers are more or less valuated and included in the health strategies. So aligning J&J strategy with the community health work's necessities, we managed to develop some social impact projects to capacitate, validate, strengthen, and recognize those professionals. Last year, we released a book called Paths of Health that highlights the stories of 31 community healthcare workers all over Brazil. It's a book full of beautiful pictures and beautiful stories. And this book helps to register their stories and their importance to the health development here. The e-version of the book is available on the internet in Portuguese and English for free. So if we could share the link with the listeners, that would be great. Besides that, the other initiative that we have here, it's a project called the House of the Community Healthcare Worker. It's a digital environment in which community healthcare workers have access to courses, news, inspirational stories, and many other features. This program was created by Johnson & Johnson, an NGO called EPADS, and the National Council of Municipal Healthcare Secretaries, and also the National Confederation of Community Healthcare Workers. For this project, we listen a lot to the community healthcare workers and to their needs. For instance, we just released a course that talks about LGBTQ plus health. And that was something that the community healthcare workers have asked once they felt that they need more knowledge on this matter. The project has impacted more than 55,000 community healthcare workers to lives and meetings, and has around 5,000 followers on its digital environment. It's heading to its second phase, full of great challenges and opportunities.
In the countries where community healthcare isn't formalized, what can governments and multilaterals and global leaders and other stakeholders do to best support community health workers?
I have to be honest. I'm not sure I'm the best person to answer that question. So I would like to excuse myself with all the public healthcare specialists to give my answer. So I believe, and it's more a belief than an opinion, that the governors should get to know the reality of the community healthcare workers in the fields. Who are they? What are they doing? What are the cultural aspects that facilitates the work of the community healthcare workers? For me, it's important to go beyond the service and the technical skills. When we talk about vulnerable populations, there are barriers that go beyond the treatment. It's important to know the beliefs, the triggers, the stories, the common sense of those populations. You know, like if we were speaking the same language. And the most important thing, how to generate emotional bonds between the patient and the community healthcare worker. As an entrance door to health, the patient needs to trust the community healthcare worker. And of course, just to finalize, putting the community healthcare worker as part of the formal system should be the first step. But it needs to be done taking in consideration the people.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Yuetim. It's been a delight to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Conduit Conversations in partnership with the Johnson & Johnson Center for Health Worker Innovation. Please do subscribe. This podcast is available on all major podcast platforms. For more information about The Conduit and our community of changemakers, please visit theconduit.com.